Aesthetic for Monday, August 21st, 2006. I'm your host, Aaron Smith, the art guy, and the barbarians are at the gates. Oddly enough, the Romans believed that anyone who didn't wear a toga and speak Latin or Greek was a barbarian. By that definition, we're all barbarians, since, frankly, I don't have the legs for it. But seriously, today's the first day of school for students. Summer vacation is but a memory, and now it's time for all of us to buckle down and do some serious learning. Yes, I did say all of us. You may be a teacher, but you're not exempt from learning until you're dead. And perhaps not even then, but I digress. There are many ways for teachers to expand their skills as teachers. There are in-services, well, at least the good in-services, graduate courses, and more literature available for self-paced study than you can shake a stick at. Of course, there's other ways, too. Remember all the times a teacher has asked a class to write a report on something? Did that teacher honestly need to know more about that subject, or did he or she want the class to explore the subject themselves? I suggest that we, as teachers, should all write reports regularly in order to help improve ourselves. Now, I'm not suggesting 50-page papers on medieval France, unless you're that much into medieval France. Rather, I propose that we write shorter essays on educational topics at least once a week. Trust me, it doesn't take as long as you think to write a single page of your thoughts. If you have a brainstorm and come up with several ideas at once, make a list to save them for later. I thought of two topics this morning before I came up with this one on the drive to work, but those other ones are safely recorded for future droughts of inspiration. These essays could be kept private, but I hope that they wouldn't be. One of the basic tenets of education is the sharing of knowledge, and you don't need a doctorate to share your concepts with your peers. The only question is, what media would best be used to share these essays with the world? It would have to be something easy to use, and something that allows the readers to give you feedback would be a plus. I think I've heard of such a thing somewhere. If only I could remember what it was. Well, that's my show for today. If you have any questions or comments or criticisms, please feel free to go to my website, academicaesthetic.com, leave a comment in the show notes, or click on the link and leave me an audio comment that I'll play on my 100th podcast. Or if you're the shy type, you can always go to send an email to theartguy@gmail.com and I'll get your email that way. So until next time, stay subscribed, fare thee well, and try to survive the students. They smell fear.